pushed into a dark corner of worldwide reality, which in fact has much to do with informational situations. The multi-sided conflict in the Congo demands urgent attention given the enormous number of actual and potential victims involved. According to United Nations reports, some 400,000 civilians have fled over the past 2 weeks from Ituri province in the northeastern corner of the Congo following a new breakout of violence between the Hema and Lendru tribes over the control of territories and natural resources. Between 1999 and 2003, the territorial disputes became open wars that left tens of thousands of fatalities and the intervention of foreign military forces, especially the French. The United Nations has warned that the recent clashes may extend violence to other Congolese areas, including to neighboring Uganda, with whom Congolese relations have been particularly flimsy. But this is just one of the serious problems affecting the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Ituri is precisely the most affected Congolese region by the Ebola epidemic, which not only has already left over 1,400 fatal victims, but is escaping from the control of the health authorities, partly because of the domestic war and partly because of the lack of medical resources to fight and defeat the outbreak. For quite some time, many voices had warned about the dangers of a massive return of that disease, which 3 years ago had left quite a number of fatal victims in Western Africa. To make things worse, a measles outbreak has been affecting the same areas struck by the Ebola virus, a fact that is really complicating the already dramatic situation in that area. So far, attention has been centered on the armed conflict, which might begin to be solved by the assumption of President-elect Felix Tshisekedi Tshilombo, who must assert his authority over the whole nation and allow justice to punish those responsible for the many atrocities that have left scores of thousands of victims throughout the Congo. However, violence will only end when the Western powers that have traditionally intervened in the Congo in order to plunder its valuable resources stop their criminal activities and allow the Congolese people to recover peace and stability in a democratic environment. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.